Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mayer with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 11th of August. Rather quiet day today. People obviously decided to hit the beach and try and catch COVID. Deltic Energy, the first stock here, hardly any charting furniture at all, but the best guess at the moment in a quite a creative way is that we've just broken out of this triangle formation on the basis of 0.89 above that on an end of day close basis. We could hit that rising resistance line, projected resistance line there up to 1.2. Stop loss back below 0.8, I suppose, is the obvious place. But it'd just be interesting to see whether the shares actually see that resistance line projection heading up to 1.2 pence and stay at current levels or above to clear the initial resistance that they had. Interesting to see, catch up on a few alleged shorts that we had in the market. There's another one coming up a bit later, but wonderful breakout there for Eurasia, that really tight and triangle that was in place over the course of July, the breakout on Friday, and some follow through there. I think it's obviously, there's obviously going to be some resistance, but key level to look at now, 21 or 22 pence, that initial July peak. Above that, we're looking for up to 30 pence at the top of the rising trend channel from back in October last year. So above 22, up to 30 for Eurasia, and interesting to know what the bear argument is on that at the moment. Stock, which is very encouraging as well. After there was on the last update that we've had a few false dawns here. I suppose every month in the last recent months has given us a false dawn through 0.8, 0.9, but it looks as though, and it looked as though it would be fifth or sixth time lucky here. Looking for an end of day close above the 200-day moving average at 0.9. That was the previous suggestion as for cautious traders as their entry trigger point. Nice key reversal to the upside today as well. So hopefully the shares close around or just above current levels and make their way up towards the top of the trend channel from the end of last year, heading up towards the 1.7, 1.8 pence area. Stop loss at this stage, back below the 50-day moving average at 0.73. We had that false break to the downside there a few days ago, and so that looks pretty well embedded, but it should we should see Gunson remain above 0.8 pence ideally. The stock which just keeps on squeezing higher is Jubilee Metals here. You can see that we've basically managed the big breakout here, which is what we were waiting for. That old 4.75 resistance, 4.9 pence last month. So above 4.9 pence, looking for 6.5 pence or so, which is that that resistance line projection from April last year. A requested stock today comes in the form of Loop Up Group. I think I maybe covered it once before, but just an absolutely fantastic looking chart. Started off with that bear trap in March below 45p, and broke the 200-day line then around 70 pence or so in April. And since then, we've been in a rising trend channel, which is drawn from the January resistance line projection. The view at this stage is that at least while we're above that initial July resistance at £2.10, which we tested again as support yesterday, looking towards the top of the January channel at £3 plus, which apparently also coincides with the target from Simon Thompson at the Investors Chronicle. So can't say more than that, obviously. Next up is N4 Pharma. Here we've had a wonderful breakout, and the reason I've chosen the shares again, I think I covered them quite recently, but we've had several days now of green candles, so sort of 5 or 6 days in a row of green candles, so looking very strong indeed as we approach the resistance area between 7 and 8 pence. Ideally, we get through that by the end of the week. The initial target here up to 10 pence, and if you're a fan of the stock and looking to see how far the shares might stretch, that resistance line there from from December up to 13 pence could be the next destination. Only really back below that July peak at six, around six and what was that? Six, six and a 6.1 pence or so would really delay the upside scenario on the stock. It looks as though we're well on our way for M4 Pharma. Another stock which seems to have caught the bears on the hop, which is always very enjoyable, is supply. Here we've got the breakout with a gap as well, actually, of that very what became a very narrow falling wedge, sort of like 0.01, I think, in the width that it had at the narrowest. We had a gift there with that day back on Friday, with the breaking out of the wedge, but allowing you to get in around the 0.06 pence level. Current situation, obviously, we've nearly doubled from that point now. It would be interesting to see whether the shares can deliver an end of day or end of week close above the 50-day moving average. I've got the that old resistance line there, which is pointing to a 0.6 pence target, which seems a little bit ambitious, but probably it's probably fairer to say 0.2 pence could be the best case scenario target now, at least in the near term, while we hold above the 30-day moving average there, yesterday's low, at around 0.7, let's call it 0.8 pence on an end of day close basis. But obviously stop losses here are rather difficult, and it's really all about believing the shares are actually going to do what you want to do, what you want them to do on the upside. Rather strange inclusion today is Ted Baker. Here we've got situation. The reason for the inclusion, I think I included had the shares in here before, but we've broken through July resistance at 83 pence with quite a bang, and at least while we're above that, looking for a potential target here, I suppose, initially up towards 120, 130 pence, which was resistance on the way down in June. But again, a surprisingly strong stock, obviously, given the sector that it's in. But that sort of thing with a rising trend channel up towards 120 plus could be on its way for Ted Baker if we can get a decent 50-day close today. Stock which was infuriating, I think, for some in the recent past was Two Shields. Extended consolidation around the 0.1 pence level, and although this could be yet another false dawn, it doesn't look like it. It looks as though we're finally on our way here. Obviously, an end-of-day close through 0.12 pence, the June resistance, would kind of confirm that we're on our way. But the view here is that while we're above 0.11, which was mid-June resistance, that's the neckline, and we'll keep up going. Best case scenario target at the moment, up to that March resistance line projection, up to 0.24 on a 1 to 2 month basis. At this stage, really back below the 200-day line at 0.1, really delaying the upside scenario. Finishing off with Westmount, and here we've got a gap to the upside. Second bold move for the stock in the recent past. There was another gap in July as well, so two gaps in a row normally means it's not a fluke for a stock or a market. In terms of how high the shares could climb, currently we're looking at something relatively ambitious, hitting that the top of that March 2019 price channel up to 25 pence, and the upside valid really while we hold above the floor of today's gap around the 18 pence, 19 pence levels, above 19, looking for 35 on Westmount Energy. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.